Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This holy feast day is very much tied into the Feast of Pentecost. They cannot separate from one another. They are of one piece. Because without Pentecost, we would not be celebrating the feast days of Saints Peter and Saint Paul. Saint Peter and Paul would be the first ones to say that. Because without the Spirit working in their lives, they could do nothing. Consider the raw material that Jesus was working with Peter and Paul. Peter, a very enthusiastic, loving man who always wore his heart on his sleeve, who is one to step up to the plate and do what is right, to the extent where he told Jesus, I will never deny you, I will stand up for you, I will give my life for you. And we know that at that point in the courtyard of the high priest Caiaphas, he failed in that task. But yet our Lord called him later after he rose from the dead and said, Peter, do you love me? Now Peter, when he heard that, do you love me? You can well imagine he's hearkening back to the courtyard incident. And he's saying, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he does, because it is through the Holy Spirit that Peter ends up giving his life for Christ and dedicating his whole life to the service of the gospel. His love for Christ, yes, Lord, I do love you, comes from the Holy Spirit working in him and through him. Otherwise, he could not say that. And he says, feed my lambs. That's the criteria of all service. You know, we see in the history of the church sometimes that it did not go exactly that way. Either through prestige or love of money or power, which is anything but the gospel message. But Peter lived that then. Feed my lambs, and he did. And then we have Paul, very zealous man, a man who wants to do the right thing. You know, he's a straight shooter. And he knows that when he has a mission to do, he will accomplish it to the very end. And we see that in his epistle today. I mean, imagine, we can go down the list of what he went through. I mean, it's amazing that a human being can go through all that grief and hardship and sorrow, and yet he is joyful in all of it. Why? Because in his weakness, he was strengthened by Christ who lived in him. And so he can even say the thorn in the flesh that he endured, whatever that was, there's all kinds of speculations what that thorn in the flesh was. Even that was a way in which he could serve Christ in others. Somehow, this thorn in the flesh aided his ministry and helped him perhaps become more compassionate, more loving, and also to allow the strength of the Holy Spirit to work through him in his weakness. The good news today is basically what Paul says today in the epistle. You know, he says, I'm not a second-class citizen with the other apostles. I will adhere to their authority. I will honor their authority, respect their authority, because it comes from the Holy Spirit. But I'm not second class here. Just because they knew Jesus in the flesh does not mean that because I know Jesus in the Spirit, in my experience of Jesus in my life, that doesn't make me second class. That doesn't make me any less of an apostle than those who knew Jesus personally in the flesh. And that is very good news for us, because that is our life in Christ. We are not physically experiencing Christ like the 11 apostles did at that point, but we are experiencing as Paul experiences Christ, in the Spirit and in love. And so today we honor the apostles. And I guess the bottom line is, first of all, as Jesus says, without me you can do nothing. Peter and Paul would give a yes to that. And he also takes us from where we're at. He took Peter from where he was at. He took Paul from where he was at. And then he molded them according to his love and in his providence. And he does the same for us. He takes us from where we're at, and then he leads us and guides us and develops us to become his disciples. And so when we see Peter and Paul, they're not some exalted people beyond, you know, whatever. They're very much like us. They're human beings who were basically love sinners like we are in Jesus. But at the same time, they were called. And we too are called. And the good news is that the Lord will give us whatever we need for the mission. Every day, all we need to do is come before the Lord with empty hands and say, Lord, please complete what is lacking in my day. Help me. Save me. Lead me. Guide me. Strengthen me. Do whatever I need. And be a source, as you always are, to my salvation. And may I be receptive of that grace of salvation. And may the love that you give me is love that will be shared with others. And then, and only then, as I think Peter and Paul would say, that you would become another Christ in which we are all called to be. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.